Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Susan Winter here, answering the questions that you've sent me, the Q&A. By the way, that's at the contact page, susanwinter.net. Bottom of the page says Q&A. I'm answering Ash's question today, and I just have to read this to you. This is so crazy, but it's not like you haven't gone through it. I'm hearing and seeing and reading letters like this all the time. They love bomb you, you catch feelings, then they go, no contact? Yeah, here's what it is. Ash writes, Susan, I dated a woman for 5 months. Started out casual. I was fine with that. Then she started prioritizing me. I thought things may turn into a little bit more serious. Then she quickly pulled away, asking for no contact. We had an intentional letting go type of ceremony to say goodbye, and she was all over me like nothing happened. She says she wants to reconnect in 2 months. Should I? Ash, no! Run. Okay. So for those of you who have not yet seen my show with Ken Reed, the go-to source of all things attachment theory, I could diagnose her as a non-professional and guess that she could be fearful avoidant, you know, fearful dismissive avoidant, borderline personality disorder, or just plain, I don't know what it is, but it's not good. Don't go there. So I'm going to go with the last that I said. Not good. Don't go there. Don't go back in. This kind of vacillation that you find from people that love bomb you, retract, aren't sure, break it off, love bomb you again, come back, go no contact, that's crazy making. Now, you can, if you like, go into YouTube and click on everything that talks about dismissive avoidance, fearful avoidance, fearful dismissive avoidance, anybody with commitment issues, childhood wounds, trauma body, I don't care what you want to go down a million rabbit holes and diagnose them. But at the end of the day, no matter what you want to call them, you are the one who has to make a decision as to whether this is somebody that you can play with. No. I know maybe for the 5 months before they get activated. But for people that are fearful avoidance, the minute they get in a little bit too deep, they are going to run for the hills. And this is something you need to know. Can they change that? Not with you, with a therapist, if they know it, if they want to, if they're motivated to. But it works so well. Think about it. They get 5 months of absolute bliss until they hit their max, freak out, and evacuate. And you're left holding the bag. Oh, but wait. They're going to put you on hold. They're going to reserve you. Maybe they want to come back in 2 months and restart the whole thing again. You can be in a loop of a breakup and a breakup and a makeup all over. So what do you do, Ash? You identify people like this as no-go. You do not involve yourself with people who have shown these types of behaviors. This is what we call bad dating behavior. Not that they're being malicious, they can't help themselves, but the damage that they do is not worth the time and effort that you are going to undo, and you can't fix it. You can't love it away. You can't hope it away. You can't, what if I'd done this away? No, no, no. This you cannot change. So this is for those of you who are in early dating, you're in mate selection, you're trying to figure out who would be great to go with you. You see weird, nutty things. Do you really have the time and energy that you want to go explore it and dig it apart? Because if this is what you're seeing, even 5 months in and you've already become attached, this is a serious issue. You have to really ask yourself, does this person understand what they are doing? The way these behaviors present, this is very unhealthy. Remember, healthy relationships are built with people who move consistently forward at a pace that is rational. They don't give you everything at once. They don't love bomb you. Love bombing is a tell for narcissists and some avoidants because they want to get you in the gate. They're going to evacuate. They probably know they're going to leave you, but they want to get all the goodies right off the top. So when we see Hallmark tells like this, we have to be careful. Love bombing doesn't happen with a person who's probably going to be with you 40 years. They move more slowly because they're invested and they are healthy and they're measuring their pace. So for those of you that are in a situation that's just a little too weird to figure out, should I wait? No. Should I go back in? But before you leave, I would have a healthy conversation, at least try on your part to say, look, this is what I'm seeing from you. Love bombing, no contact, saying goodbye, then you're all over me, then you break up, then you don't want to see me, then we go no contact, and then you want me to be open to seeing you in a couple months? This is odd behavior. What do you attribute this to? Do you always do this? Is this a pattern? Now, at least you're telling them why you're leaving. Perhaps in people that have these types of responses to being freaked out over their own feelings and getting involved in something that they feel that they can't control within themselves, perhaps if they hear honest commentary enough of the time, they might be incentivized to go do something about it. If they keep losing really good partners who come forward and say, this is just really weird behavior. I'm not doing this. If you want to fix it, if you can't fix it, great, go do it. Okay? So that is my answer to you. And for those of you who want to know how to reach me, again, susanwinter.net, go to the contact page, Q&A, listen to my show, The Susan Winter Show. It's on all streaming channels. It's my podcast where I clip through a lot of your question and answer because I get about, 20, 25, 30 a day. And it's really getting to be a little bit too much. I can't cut videos on all of them. So I'm going to just start reading them as I receive them on my show. And again, that's the Susan Winter Show. Come to the website, look at different consultation packages, and look at the different resources that I have for you. Thank you, everyone. And let's continue to have a logical perspective on healthy dating and what's good for you. Take care now.